When American troops entered Baghdad this past week and fighting began in the streets, already overburdened hospitals had to deal with more patients and fewer medical supplies. Hospitals were also hit by looting. Worried families took loved ones from the wards. Many doctors and medical staff also left. Some are working again, but as NPR's Ann Garrels reports from Baghdad, conditions are terrible.
At the Al-Kindi Hospital in central Baghdad, 26-year-old Dr. Ahmed is one of the few who've dared to come back so far. He's manning the emergency room alone.
Many drugs are not present. Enough for 2 days. We cannot continue with this manner of sterilization is not present. How can I use these instruments and they are not sterilized? I do suture for one patient, but without sterilization.
There's no electricity. The bodies of the dead are rotting because the refrigerators don't work. The number of newly wounded has decreased dramatically, but Dr. Ahmed is seeing many patients who couldn't make it to the hospital for several days.
Now they came, and their wound is infected and then cannot treat it. Only we gave them antibiotic or analgesic to came another time to do surgical intervention.
As the medical staff trickles back, they're relieved to see the damage from looting isn't as bad as they anticipated. The hospital's medical college is trashed. Many windows are smashed. Stretchers and wheelchairs litter the courtyard. The looters were apparently stopped before they could wheel them away. But the most valuable equipment is untouched. Yet, a doctor says this is no thanks to the Americans.
Those soldiers must be from the first here.
The first to protect the hospital were armed volunteers who came from a mosque in the poor Shiite neighborhood of Saddam City. Now they're working alongside Marines who've taken up positions outside the hospital. Sergeant Tylan Wilder says the Iraqis love them.
It took a little time to get out here and, you know, figure out our sector and start doing patrols, and then that's when we found out about the thieves and the looting, and now we're here helping them out. So we'll be here.
Sheikh Abbas al-Zuwaidi, a 30-year-old Muslim cleric, is ambivalent about the American presence. He's grateful for the support of Marines, but he's nonetheless unhappy they're in his country. He looks out at the American troops and says they're against Islam. But taking a pragmatic approach, he says the priority now is helping people. And while suspicious of the Americans, he has even tougher words for Arabs who supported Saddam Hussein. Sheikh Abbas al-Zuwaidi says he and many of the volunteers helping to protect the hospital are former political prisoners. He was a student of a much-beloved Shiite imam who was assassinated by Saddam's agents. He describes how he was arrested 2 years ago and tortured for 45 days. He lifts his trousers to show the scars from beatings and electric shocks. His leg is still bandaged. At Baghdad's main neurological hospital, there's only one doctor in attendance for the 30 remaining patients. Dr. Anwar Hafel has no idea how many patients have died for lack of treatment. He has no figures on overall military and civilian casualties. There are now U.S. troops down the block from the hospital. They've given him a whistle to blow if looters should attack. But he says that's not enough.
We want a government now to open the electricity and the water supply. This is very dangerous. Yeah, this is more serious than American war itself.
At the Al Jarrah private hospital, lack of supplies and no electricity are also big problems. And the staff fears looting could spread here if the U.S. doesn't do more. Dr. Azedin thinks the Americans should have been better prepared for what's happened. If there was a lack of justice under Saddam Hussein, he says there is an absolute security vacuum now.
We don't know our future because you're afraid about your children, your family, and yourself. You cannot work. I want to save some injured people. I can't.
Exhausted and scared, his eyes well up with tears. He's a professor of medicine at Baghdad Medical School. It's been pillaged and burned. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.